Today I'm joined by the Chief of Radiology at Holy Cross Health, Dr. Asante Dixon, and he's here to tell us about his journey in medicine and the present and future of imaging technologies and how patients and providers will benefit from AI-assisted radiology, 3D imaging, and more. This is Your Best Life podcast from Holy Cross Health. I'm Scott Webb. Doctor, it's great to have you here today. I know you're the Chief of Radiology, and we're going to learn about radiology, maybe the present, the future, all that good stuff today. But before we get to that, I want to have you tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming the Medical Director of the Radiology Department at Holy Cross Hospital, and what inspired you to pursue a career in radiology?
I am originally from New York State Empire. I moved down to the Washington, D.C. area in about 2012, 2013 from New York. And I am what you refer to as a radiologist's radiologist. I am 100% a radiology advocate. And another phrase I use is I am a radiology nationalist. And I believe that radiology is the fulcrum around which medicine rotates. How did I get into radiology? I got into radiology really by a diagnosis of exclusion. I went through all of my other rotations, internal medicine, surgery, pediatrics, OBGYN, you name it. And after each one, I just kept saying to myself, I can't do that. That's just not me. And a student mentioned radiology, and that's how I got my exposure to the idea of being a radiologist.
Yeah, Doctor, I want to talk about the advanced imaging technologies. I feel like AI has been around for a while in radiology, but I want to have you clarify that and also maybe talk about 3D imaging and how these advancements have changed the way you approach diagnosis and treatment planning.
First thing to remind everybody listening is that artificial intelligence in imaging slash radiology is nothing new. This has been going on for decades. Since I was a medical student and a resident and used to go to the large radiology conference that's held every year in Chicago, there were companies 20 years ago that were selling their artificial intelligence software that would assist radiologists in making diagnoses. Secondly, just like any other technology, there has been leaps and bounds of advancements in AI in imaging compared to 10 or 20 years ago. However, there still is a long way to go, as people ask me all the time, until we get to the point where a computer can make a diagnosis in every patient without a radiologist present. So I would say AI is the future, has been the future, and will just continue to be a supplement to radiologists by making diagnoses easier or making our ability to repetitively make that diagnosis easier.
And Doctor, in the context of radiology, how do you see precision medicine, you know, tailoring treatments based on individual characteristics, integrating with imaging advancements to enhance, let's say, you know, patient outcomes?
Radiology, again, is, from my perspective, the center of the medical world. If we are seeing, as we are, or rather, we are seeing more targeted therapies that are based on people's specific DNA genetics, if you will, that's medication targeting, for example, for cancer. But we are doing similar things in the imaging field. In the field of translational medicine, for example, we use historically contrast agents that are injected intravenously to light up not only vessels, but also parenchyma, organs, tissue. It gives better resolution for the radiologist to then determine what is what. What now we are on the cusp of bringing translational medicine into the forefront. And what is that? So we are now developing more contrast agents, quote unquote, that bind to specific types of cells or specific types of cancers. So when we image that patient, before, classically, the radiologist would see all soft tissue light up in a certain way if we gave intravenous contrast. And the radiologist would have to determine, well, which a pacification or which enhancement is the abnormal one. But now we're looking at contrast agents that would bind specifically to certain types of cancers or disease processes, and those only would light up and the rest of the body would not. That's a major change compared to what used to be 100% everything lights up. We're improving our ability to only target the cancer or the abnormality itself.
Doctor, I'm really fortunate in hosting these that I get my mind blown often when I'm speaking with experts, and I'm just sort of shaking my head at what you're saying and talking about the future, and it's really amazing. And I know that lots of us who've had surgeries really preferred the minimally invasive procedure. And I feel like those things go hand in hand, advancements in imaging, minimally invasive. So maybe you can explain how radiology-guided interventions are improving recovery times and reducing complications for patients.
First thing to consider is that radiology is a relatively new specialty. Surgery would be the mother of interventions, at least in the American or Western medical system as we know it. When you do an operation on somebody, you're making an incision. Incisions will then allow the surgeon to enter the body and do whatever corrective action needs to be done. That incision and that manipulation of internal organs is what leads to the prolonged recovery time. Interventional radiology, for example, we are a specialty that's been around for decades, but we have reduced those recovery times because our quote-unquote incisions are usually no bigger than the diameter of a pencil. Now, there are some incisions, for example, when we treat pulmonary artery emboli and we do thrombectomy, we do use a larger incision because our machinery is larger, but that's the exception. Mostly you're talking about incisions that are probably the diameter of maybe the black portion of your pencil tip. So obviously your recovery time will be significantly reduced, where you may only have to lie flat to allow that clot to seal off that hole for 1 or 2 hours until you can move. That's totally different than an abdominal incision where you may be in the hospital for 3 or 4 days. So that's a perfect example of the recovery time being significantly reduced because of the minimally invasive aspect of our specialty.
Yeah, there's no doubt, doctor, that recovery times, you know, that's a big part of when we think about whether or not we want to have this surgery, whether it's elective or not, but, you know, being able to recover faster, get back to life faster. And as you say, radiology is playing a big part in that. And I'm sure, doctor, there are challenges. Despite these amazing advancements, there have to be challenges. So what are some of the biggest challenges you're facing in the radiology department today, and how are you working to overcome them?
The biggest challenge every hospital system / acute care system, outpatient system is struggling with is the lack of radiologists. There is a radiologist shortage, and the increasing ordering of imaging studies is surpassing our ability to keep up with interpretations. So one of the challenges we have is how do we have a board certified radiologist interpreting every image that comes off of those various machines at our hospitals and our system facilities. This is a challenge. And by the way, there is data that supports that given the number of training spots we have in radiology right now, even if we increase the number of training spots by, let's say, 25 or 50%, it would still probably take about 10 to 15 years to even begin to have enough radiologists to keep up with the demand for imaging. So that being said, we are trying our best to keep up with the demand by just increasing the shifts that radiologists have to work. We have to overlap more shifts. And sometimes we have to reach out to other radiologists who may not be in our system to help us with some of those hours that we can't cover because we don't have enough bodies to go 24 hours a day. And it's not just us. This is a nationwide issue.
It's been a great conversation today, Doctor. I know you're busy. Just want to have you look into your crystal ball there on your desk, hopefully. Like, what do you believe is the next frontier in radiology? You know, you said earlier that the future's here, but it's been here for a while. But what do you see as the future of medical imaging and how it's going to shape patient outcomes and quality of life, maybe over the next 5 to 10 years?
So crystal ball being here on my desk, I would say that in the next 5 to 10 years, you are not going to see a monumental shift in radiology in terms of the radiologist either interpreting images or the interventional radiologist being the center of the acute care and outpatient worlds doing minimally invasive procedures. Maybe 10 to 20 years, what I would see is, if you remember the scene from the first Black Panther movie, where T'Challa's sister was using a 3D reconstruction of a spine that had been fractured. And she reached up and she manipulated the 3D image in what seemed to be in the middle of the air. I think that we eventually will be there, where there will be a cross-sectional imaging machine, whether it be CT, MRI, I'm not sure, or whatever new technology is coming out in the next 20 years. And every single patient, when they come to the emergency room, they won't even see a doctor. They will just climb into that machine or they'll be transferred into that machine. That machine will image the person and software will interpret the image just like they did in Black Panther. And if there needed to be manipulation, the radiologist could then come and put their hand up in the air, and I'm making this up, and they could manipulate the image in three-dimensional, just like they did in the movie. But the need for a stethoscope and the need for a physical exam will probably be near none.
Well, Doctor, I hope you and your crystal ball are right. That sounds amazing to me, both for patients and families and providers. It sounds like science fiction, but hearing you sort of predicting perhaps the future makes me believe it could really happen. So thank you so much for your time and your expertise today. You take care.
Thank you.
And for more information, please visit holycrosshealth.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. This is Your Best Life Podcast, presented by Holy Cross Health.